Ross was an unlikely UNC system president from the outset. He had a long career as a Superior Court judge, with shorter stints as president of Davidson College and head of the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation. When he took office in 2011, Ross had never served any position in public higher education, and he was not an overtly political figure. And according to current board chair John Fenebresque, he did his job very well.
President Ross has our complete confidence in managing an incredibly complicated system in an area, education, that is changing every day.
That vote of confidence is in direct contrast to the 31-1 vote by the board to extend Ross's contract by just 1 year and to begin the process of looking for his replacement. A statement released at the meeting said the board has, quote, decided to begin the process of leadership transition. During a post-board meeting news conference, Fenebresque was asked a simple question. Why?
I think the board felt like at the appropriate time there should be a transition to a new president, and we had a timeline that we were thinking along, and President Ross had it at a different timeline, and that's it.
Fenebresque is a corporate attorney from Charlotte and longtime donor to many Republican candidates. He was asked if politics played a role in the decision.
Absolutely not. I can't tell you the registration of my fellow board members. They haven't asked me mine. It doesn't come up.
14 of the 16 members of the Board of Governors appointed in 2013 are Republicans. The other two are unaffiliated. All Board of Governor members are appointed by the State House and Senate. Governors do not appoint board members. Governor Pat McCrory attended today's Board of Governors meeting, but left before the vote on Ross. He later issued a statement that called Ross a great partner and longtime friend of the family. When asked later if he thought politics played a role in the board seeking a new leader, Ross chose his words carefully.
You know, this has been a period of transition for the university in a lot of different ways. There have been, a dramatic change of board leadership. There's been a dramatic change in the state's leadership and policymakers. There have been, about as bad an economy as we've had. So it's been a challenging time to lead.
Those changes led the General Assembly to significantly cut the university's budget. Ross also hired 9 chancellors and guided the system through a major academic scandal at UNC Chapel Hill. Fenebresque praised Ross for his handling of that cheating scandal and stated that it played no role in the change in leadership. When asked what qualities the board may want in Ross's replacement, Fenebresque did not go into great detail.
We've got to get together and articulate the characteristics and traits of a new president. So we're not in a hurry because it's got to be the right decision.
There's been speculation in Raleigh for some time that a potential candidate might be Art Pope. The former state budget director, CEO of Variety Wholesalers, and major donor to conservative causes is a highly polarizing figure. Pope has not publicly stated an interest in the job. Ross will stay on the job as UNC system president for another year or until a successor is named. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.